Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director Lynette Lola and six of the seven high school seniors in this weekend's Washington High School play.
The play is called Chicken Every Sunday. It's about a family who has a boarding house, and so there are characters that are staying there and characters that come and want to stay there. And they're all pretty eccentric, and so this coming and going with all these people kind of makes it like one of those comedies where the doors open and close all the time. Not quite to that extent, but it gives a real variety of characters.
So is it overall a comedy?
Oh yeah, for sure. Great. Sure, the kids are really enjoying it because they like to work on funny things.
And when is this taking place?
Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th of April, 7:30 at the Washington Community Center is our usual time and our usual place.
And do they need to pick up tickets ahead of time?
No, the tickets are all just at the door, general seating. And the tickets are $10 for adults, and all students up through seniors in high school are free.
And what's been your favorite part of the whole process?
Oh, wow. Well, I really enjoy rehearsal. I don't think I've ever had a rehearsal at the high school, and this is 12 years now. I think this is my 13th year that I didn't want to go to rehearsal. So working with the kids and seeing them learn and grow within a part, and for example, in this one where they figure something out and have that little epiphany that, oh, that's what that meant, because it's set in 1916. And was written in the 40s, so the language is a little different than they're used to. And there's a lot of, what does that word mean, Mrs. Lola? And I always tell them, you should be looking it up. But every so often I'll say, do you know what you're saying means? And they'll go, not a clue. So they're just maturing and growing and having fun.
And it's a pretty big cast, is that correct?
Yeah, we have 19. I think we ended up with 10 guys and 9 girls. I did some changing of parts because we always have more girls. I think I had 36 audition for the show, and there were originally 21 parts, but there were two that, for one reason or another, we just cut out of the script. They didn't seem to be working. And also we had some people originally audition who then were not able to continue. So we rearranged some things and have a couple parts that were supposed to be guys that were playing as women. So that's interesting, and it's a nice big cast.
And do you have quite a few students working behind the scenes?
Yes, we do. The actors do a lot of the work. We've been building the scenery because of a conflict with the community center. We had to put that off a little bit, and so we're kind of behind with our scenery. But most of the kids that are in the cast show up, and then there are about half a dozen who also show up, and then we'll be the backstage and lighting and sound crew.
Great. And do you just want to reiterate what the title of the play and when and where?
Sure. The title of the play, it's a comedy. Chicken Every Sunday. It'll be performed at 7:30 on Friday, April 19th, and Saturday, April 20th. And I hope everybody will come. $10 for adult tickets.
KCII News also spoke with the seniors in the play.
My name is Stephanie Barnes.
And can you tell us a little bit about your character and who they are?
Okay, my name is Emily Blockman, or Mrs. Blockman. I am the wife of the household, and I basically kind of run the house along with my husband Jim. I am originally from the South, so I have a little bit of fire in me when I get mad and I talk in a Southern accent. I love the house and my boarders. I love that they're there, but I have a little trouble with my husband Jim because he cares more about money and not anything about the family.
I'm Lauren Carter. And my character is named Mrs. Lawson, and she is, she's one of the boarders, and she has a son, and she's kind of overprotective, and she just really wants him to stay as little as he can and doesn't really want him to grow into anything. So she's just kind of overprotective and sometimes a little overdramatic.
I'm Johanna Vitito, and my character is Mrs. Lynch, but I like to be called Miss Sally. I'm not really sure why I like to be called Miss Sally, but I do. I'm the boarder that's the bathroom hog. I'm in the bathroom all the time. People are trying to get in there, and they can't get in there because I'm in there. I'm always creaming my elbows, and I have a whole bunch of luggage and all sorts of stuff, and I think my face is lopsided. I walk on my toes to make my calves look good. I blow a feather around so I don't get a double chin. I'm just obsessed with my looks, and people look at me pretty strange throughout the play.
My name is Matt Bump, and my character in the play is Mr. Robinson, and he's always sneaking around late at night.
Hello, my name is Joey Beam. My character is Kirby. He's the rich guy in the play, and he owns all the money, and Jim Bachman is trying to get him to buy this arroyo, and he doesn't really want to buy it, and it ends up, you meet his parents' mom, and yeah.
Do you have a favorite part about being in the play?
I think it's seeing the dedication some people are putting in. Like, most of the people are putting in their part and doing, seeing how good people are really doing at acting, and you see that some people you didn't even know if they really had that true talent can really act, and it's fun to watch.
All right, my name's Alan Raimondo, and my character name's Eagle, and I'm just like, I don't speak at all, so, and I'm just basically there.
Is there anything else you guys would like to share about the play?
Come to the play on Friday and Saturday.
That's been today's Washington Page interview about the high school play this weekend. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.